Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
March 10, 1805. The Anahawe. It seems that Clark is trying to document some of the smaller tribes or bands of Indians in the journals. The last few days, bands are mentioned that haven't been documented earlier, though the captains have been in the area now nearly 5 months. Today, Clark writes about the Anahawe, whom Biddle called the Shoe or Moccasin Indians. Biddle refers to them as tribes, but they are actually just bands of the Minnetaree tribe. Captain Clark writes about the day.
A cold, windy day. We are visited by the Black Moccasins, chief of the second Minnetaree village, and the chief of the Schumann village. Those chiefs stayed all day and the latter all night, and gave us many strange accounts of his nation. This little tribe or band of Minnetarees call themselves Anahawe, or people whose village is on the hill. This nation formerly lived about 30 miles below, but being oppressed by the Assiniboine and Sioux, were compelled to move near 5 miles, the Minnetarees, where the Assiniboine killed the most of them. Those remaining built a village very near to the Minnetarees at the mouth of the Knife River, where they now live and can raise about 50 men. Captain William Clark, March 10, 1805.
The first location of the Anahawe was the Mullinder site in present-day Oliver County, North Dakota. This site was occupied by some of the Minnetaree in 1760. If Clark's statement means they moved to a spot 5 miles below the Knife River, then this could be the Mahaha site within Fort Clark, Oliver County, North Dakota. Biddle inserted different numbers than Clark wrote and made so many red marks in this entry that the entry is somewhat confusing. Tomorrow, Charbonneau corrupted.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.